The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here's today's host, Dan Ruzanowski.
Well, it's another big game at SAP Center in San Jose, and it's the Sharks against the Edmonton Oilers. Always seems to be one of these seminal games that the Sharks have. And it's a big one because the Sharks need this victory to stay in the playoff hunt. They won't be eliminated if they lose, but still, it makes it a lot easier if you can come out of this game with a big victory against one of the better clubs in the Western Conference. Joining me on today's show, we've got Jamal Mayers filling in for Drew. And Jamal, I think the Sharks really did a lot to help their cause against the Chicago Blackhawks. And now moving forward against a very talented Edmonton team, the challenge is rather different.
It is. You're talking about the Edmonton Oilers. Obviously, Connor McDavid is at the forefront of that. And they're a team that plays with a ton of pace, is unafraid to trade chances, lives off the rush. But defensively and goaltending-wise have had their struggles this year. So I think it's really important that the Sharks play a very disciplined, structured game and balance that with getting after their D and getting to the front of the net.
One interesting thing that we have in tonight's contest is this is the first time since the Olympics that the Sharks fans have seen Connor McDavid and Macklin Celebrini on the ice against each other. Of course, they were teammates and got the silver medal in the Olympics in Milan. But how important has it been or will it be to have not only Celebrini on this roster, but to have John Klingberg and Vinny Deharnais, both of who have been teammates of McDavid and practice with him every day, at least a season or for a time in Macklin's case, to prepare to play against him?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a familiarity there. I think that it's likely that you'll see Macklin go head-to-head. He's not intimidated by Connor, certainly respects him as a player and understands how dangerous and great he is. But I think that it's also going to be a difficult matchup for McDavid, playing against Celebrini. As strange as that sounds, seeing that he's 19, is that Macklin is heavy. Macklin is hard on pucks. He can create plays. He's tough to play against. He's relentless. I think it's a great matchup. I think it's one that Macklin is looking forward to. I think that it'll be interesting to see how it plays itself out. It's nice that Ryan gets last change to kind of control that situation and hopefully get Macklin a bunch of offensive zone starts, so that he doesn't have to start in the defensive zone.
There are going to be times when the Sharks do go on the power play, and obviously they've struggled in recent games in putting the puck in the net. What about adjustments that are in store for the Sharks tonight?
Yeah, and just watching this morning, it looked like they'll switch Macklin and Will onto their strong sides versus their one-timer sides. What that allows them each to do is come downhill with the intention to shoot. I think that will be, you know, obviously they do some pre-scouting and they're certainly well aware of how Edmonton likes to kill. And if they're going to give you that shot from the dot, you know, like I tell my 13-year-old team, that's a good shot. Just make sure you hit the net because you can create a ton of action and you can score from there. So a lot of options coming downhill like that. So I'm sure both of them are excited about the little bit of a change. And it's going to be really important that the power play finds a way to chip in.
What does that do for the playmaking abilities of both Celebrini and Smith, which are substantial, when they have the puck on that strong side?
I personally think they become more of shooters, but as a killer, it makes it difficult. I think they're going to have to establish a shot in the middle. So whether that's Klingberg or Orlov, I'll leave you there. If you're not going to be willing to shoot, I can shade to the flanks and really be a little bit tighter to the respective lane that Will and Macklin will take. So I think it's really important at the beginning that they establish a shot from the top so that it softens them up. The penalty players have to be a little bit worried about more than one thing.
You get a lot of opportunities to talk about special teams during the season, and penalty killing is going to be unbelievably huge. First thing, you got to stay out of the box. Let's face it, against maybe one of the best power plays of all time, even without Leon Draisaitl available, you know, McDavid and Evan Bouchard set things up for all of their other fellow power players out there. You're going to take a penalty at some time in the game, but how do you disrupt the Edmonton Oilers on the PK, and what is that? How do you change that for your penalty-killing guys in terms of the communication between the defensemen and the forwards?
It's not going to be easy. They actually have their sets that they run. They're dangerous off the rush on their entries. You're going to have to pick your poison. What are you willing to give up? They have a lot of options. Obviously, not having Draisaitl does lessen their opportunities, but they're first in the league for a reason. Your point at the beginning was probably the most important. Stay out of the box, be disciplined, don't take unnecessary penalties. Secondly, pressure up ice, take away McDavid off the rush, in zone, trust your instincts, pressure when you can, pucks on the yellow, get after them, and protect the seams. Those shots from the flank, Nedeljkovic will certainly be happy. I think having a conversation as well with your goalie and what he likes and doesn't like to give up is really important. And I'm sure there's having those conversations as well.
Also, no pizza served to the other team in this game.
Yeah, let's not do that.
That would be a bad thing. I mean, Nedeljkovic made an unbelievable save on Frondell against the Blackhawks last game after Orlov turned it over. But little things like that can really, really mess you up against a team like this.
Yeah, they don't need much. So don't give them unnecessary looks or opportunities, and be smart with your puck placement.
But another topic that comes up, too, is you can't respect them too much, can you?
No, you can't. You got to make sure that, that's the delicate balance that Ryan was talking about after the morning skate, was the balance between getting after them and having confidence that your structure and the way that you want to play and patience you want to play defensively is the way to manage the game.
Well, one thing that really is important to note is that you haven't seen the team every single game all year, and so you have a unique perspective of looking at the team after being away for a little while, now being with them every day again through the rest of the season. You have an interesting set of observations. In your mind, who is the most interesting improvement on the ice that you have seen so far with the Sharks?
That's a great question. For me, I think it might be Sam Dickinson. I think that his maturation in his game, I think a lot of people forget that he was an offensive guy coming out of junior. And to me, he's really responsible defensively, does all the right things, plays with a hardness along the walls, makes hard plays. And now you're starting to see the offensive side come. His ability to walk the line, his ability to join the rush, lead the rush, be a part of it offensively. I think he's just scratching the surface of what he'll be in 2 or 3 years offensively, but certainly showing great signs that he can be literally a number one defenseman for this group for a long time.
When you're working with a young player like that, communication is really important with the coaching staff. I think one of the things today is he'll probably get a little less power play time because John Klingberg's back in the lineup, and that's what Klingberg does for a living. What about that factor with the young player of today, the importance of his strong communication each and every day?
Yeah, I think there's no question Doug Huda has done a great job in, you know, bringing him along. I think that Desharnais has been a huge part of that. Nick Leddy has been a huge part of that. And then the credit also has to go to Sam for taking those tidbits, taking those pieces of information, studying his own game, and working on it and looking to continue to get better. And I think that he's heading in the right direction, and an exciting time for him in his play and his game and where it could be in the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, let's talk about the Edmonton Oilers, because they've got a guy on their roster that I think you're going to be watching very, very closely if he actually gets into action tonight. That's a young man out of Western Michigan University, your alma mater. Tell us a little bit about the excitement of seeing a young guy come up from the same way you did if he's in.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're talking about Owen Michaels, and was a captain last year at Western Michigan. A bigger guy, a guy who's going to get an opportunity, it looks like, to play a couple games at least down the stretch here for the Oilers. I believe he's a free agent. So huge opportunity for him, and credit to Pat Firstweiler at Western for continuing to develop these young men to be able to play at this level. So yeah, I'll certainly be keeping an eye on him if he's able to get in his first game.
Don't forget to join us for all of the exciting action tonight with the Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers in this hugely important game at SAP Center. Jamal and I will be on the air at 6:30 Pacific time with our Sharks warm-up program. And once the game starts, don't forget to sync us up to the national television feed tonight to give yourselves a Sharks broadcast. Until then, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.